Here's to the kids whose first concept of a half hour directly correlates with the length of an Odyssey episode.
Wait a minute. My watch is set by the studio clock. That means we have less than 5 minutes.
Now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club. Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
For by grace you've been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift from God. You don't earn it through your works, so none of us can boast about it. For we are His handiwork. God created us in Christ Jesus to do good works, works He planned in advance for us to live our lives doing.
To find out more about this and other imitators of God, visit our website at universalpressfoundation.com. I'm Connie Kendall.
Huh, that was wonderful, Connie.
Indeed. You captured the essence of the experience from Jeff's perspective very well.
Thanks. He talks about his time there with such passion. It'd be pretty hard to mess it up.
Of course, I did wonder about the pacing 2 minutes in. It seemed to drag a little.
Huh?
And the sequence of video Jeff shot with Maya.
Oh, the one where she was hugging her son.
Alberto.
The edit didn't quite work, did it?
You're kidding, right?
Hmm?
It looked good to me.
Oh, well, you don't have to change it. It's only a suggestion, Connie.
No, Jeff had the same note. Oh, and he also said to tell you thanks for the help with Costa Rica. He flew out this morning.
Thanks?
The board of directors at the Universal Press Foundation agreed to fund his trip.
Well, I would hope, as the founder of the company, they'd back you up when you want something.
Well, I wish it were that easy. But the purpose of a board isn't to give me what I want, but to do what's right for the company.
As I recall, you weren't very happy about giving up the published encyclopedia in favor of an online resource only.
Well, I still have a great deal of affection for bound books.
Mm-hmm.
But the board prevailed, and I think they were right. Just as I think they were right to pledge a good deal of money toward our service trips.
What? They have? Oh, that's wonderful.
Indeed.
And they also want to fund your website idea, Eugene.
Oh, excellent.
What website idea?
Oh, well, I proposed expanding our presence on the Universal Press website to include a means of connecting people in need with the individuals or organizations who may best assist them.
Hey, everybody. Sorry I'm late. I brought popcorn and, of course, licorice and Uber Gulp sodas for all.
Oh, we just finished watching the video, Wooten.
Oh, when's the next screening?
Maybe you should wait until I fix a few things.
Oh, we can ask for changes? Sweet, I love doing that. Can you redo everything in a sepia tone?
Huh?
You haven't even seen it yet.
I love sepia.
You see, this is an example of having too many cooks in the kitchen.
Since we're all here now, perhaps I might demonstrate a new invention for you?
Ooh, is it sepia tone?
No. It's a small portable flash-based device for use when we are in the field, to borrow the colloquialism. It technologically replaces our now outdated Edgelink and employs a, dare I say, impressive array of satellite and remote sensing technology utilizing propagated signals.
Okay, in English, Eugene?
Very well. It maintains constant contact between those traveling in remote areas with a base unit here at Wits End.
Oh,
base
cool.
Unit.
It will assist with everything from travel plans to transportation to cultural information and, well, the list is endless, all through voice commands and other means. Allow me to demonstrate. Egghead, would you please?
Egghead?
Well, it could be programmed to other options as well. Egghead, would you please define intelligence?
Intelligence is the superior ability to acquire and apply knowledge. Notable people of intelligence include Albert Einstein, Isaac Newton, Plato, and Eugene Meltzner.
Oh, brother.
I didn't program that. It's informed through an artificial intelligence program.
Uh-huh.
Oh, somebody once told me that I had artificial intelligence.
That's perfect, Egghead, Eugene.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Whitaker.
In fact, I'd like to take it with me on my trip.
Oh, where are you going, Wade?
Uganda. A woman I met at a conference a few years ago just heard about our service efforts and said she could use some help.
Is it anyone we know?
I doubt it. Her name is Elizabeth Sparks. She's a veterinarian working with the Karamojin people. The pastor in that area is a relatively new Christian. Elizabeth asked if I could come over and mentor him.
Uganda, huh? No, that's the country I'm praying for right now.
Huh. You pray for each country?
Yeah, 1 month. I read about the people there and then, you know, I pray for them.
Well, would you like to go, Wooden?
What? Really?
They need additional help with their cattle.
Cattle? I love cattle, especially when they're individual cows. But, I'm not a veterinarian, though I considered being a vegetarian once.
You were gonna treat vegetables?
Somebody's got to.
Elizabeth will train you, if you're really serious about going, that is.
Am I interested? That's a good question.
Well, are you interested?
Of course I'm interested! Am I interested?
I should mention that it's a dangerous area. The village is right in the middle of several warring tribes.
Ugh. When you say warring, do you mean deep furrowed scowls and rude name calling? Or something more?
More along the lines of raiding and looting and shooting.
Raiding?
And looting?
And shooting.
Oh my!
Question. If it's that dangerous, should either of you go?
Well, if we hope to help others, we'll have to take risks from time to time, Connie. I'd never put us in harm's way intentionally, of course, but it can't always be avoided either. Well, Wooden?
I can't help thinking about the story Jeff told. I want to do something like that. So, if you think I can do some good, I'm in.
I think a lot of good will come from this trip, for them and for us. Well, I think that's it.
Are you sure you have everything you need? Passport, sunscreen?
Yep.
Did you remember to put your medications in your carry-on?
I don't have any.
What about malaria pills?
Pills, shots, they're all done.
I'm nervous. I don't like you going into a war zone, Whit.
Well, if I didn't believe the Lord wanted me to go, I wouldn't go. So don't be nervous, just pray for us.
Oh, hey, guys, what a beautiful day, huh? Where are your bags, Whit?
Right here.
Just one? Uh-oh.
How many do you have?
Five.
Five?
Yeah, plus my knapsack and my boogie board and a pith helmet and an inflatable bed with mosquito netting. Mosquitoes not included.
Oh, that must be Egghead. Yes, hello?
Uganda, itinerary update. Your flight is on time. Please proceed to ticketing within 5 minutes to ensure prompt check-in. Note for Wooten Bassett. Extra bag fees will apply.
Wow, that egghead really knows everything.
There is a luggage limit, Wooten. Can't you leave anything behind?
Well, the suitcases aren't all for me. I'm taking clothes and shoes for the villagers. It's a very poor area, I read.
Average yearly income for Ugandan villages is roughly $200 per household.
There you go.
Well, we better check in.
I already have. I've been here since breakfast.
It's 2 p.m.
Yeah, but do you know how good their breakfast is here, Whit? And who knows when I'll have the special deluxe airport hash browns again.
Oh, goodbye, Whit. Bye, Wooten.
Egghead, what's Ugandan for goodbye?
The language spoken in the region you are visiting is Swahili. Goodbye in Swahili is Tutawanana. Tutawanana.
Bye.
We'll see you soon, Connie. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
And don't worry.
I'll try. And I'll be praying for you both every day.
Get ready for the heat. Wait a minute. Huh. It's not hot at all.
Huh. Weather conditions in Uganda are mild tropical. Today's high will reach 78 Fahrenheit, 26 Celsius. Brief rain showers likely.
Oh, that looks like our ride.
An old white truck? Oh, I was kind of hoping for an ox and a cart, or maybe transport by elephant.
John Whitaker, welcome to Uganda.
Elizabeth! I'm sorry you had to come way out here to pick us up.
Well, it was either that or having you hitchhike an elephant ride.
Oh, I was hoping to do that.
You must be Wooten.
Yeah, I must be, and you must be Dr. Sparks. And you must be... Nope, I have no idea.
This is Pastor Noah.
Yeah, that was my next guess.
He leads the local church in our area.
Well, pleased to meet you, Pastor.
Thank you for coming to us, Elder Witt. Dr. Elizabeth and I have been praying for God to send us gray hairs.
Oh, you can use a dye for that.
He means we've prayed that God would send us mature Christians, Wooten.
Oh, send you some old guys.
Now, wait a minute.
In our culture, elders are highly respected and honored. A man who has lived a long life has much to teach. I thank you for coming.
It's our pleasure, Pastor.
Warning! A thunderstorm is approaching your area. Brief heavy rain may wash out roads. In order to arrive at your destination in 94 minutes, you should leave in the white truck imminently.
What is that?
Oh, that's just Egghead.
How does it know about my truck?
That is part of the mystery that is Eugene Meltzner. Shall we go?
I guess we should.
I really wish Pastor Noah would have let me ride in the back instead.
Oh, be glad he didn't. You'd get caked with mud.
Really? Oh, man. Pastor, next time I'm riding in the back!
What?
Tell me about your work here, Elizabeth. You're connected to CVM, right?
Oh, CVM, the TV shopping channel. I think I bought a set of steak knives from them once.
CVM is Christian Veterinary Mission.
Oh, they sell steak knives?
No, they place Christian veterinarians in third world countries as an outreach ministry.
Oh, I see.
We teach villagers how to care for their cattle, and while we do that, we also teach the people about Jesus.
I read your biography online. You were in the Congo first, weren't you?
Oh, that was almost 20 years ago. But war broke out and I had to leave. I went back to the States to get my degree and, well, eventually wound up here.
Yeah, but why here? I mean, if you left the Congo because of a war and Witt said this place is kind of dangerous.
It sounds crazy, I know. Especially when you consider that the tribes in the Congo are deathly afraid of the Karamojong.
You mean it's more dangerous than dangerous?
The Karamojong people are known for sweeping in on raids to steal cattle.
Oh.
They don't think twice about firing their machine guns in the air or at people. They even fight amongst themselves. The Bokura tribe raids from the Pion tribe and the Pion from the Bokura. A long time ago, they were one people, the Karamojong, but the two tribes consider one another enemies now and have for as long as people here remember.
Oh, it's a shame.
If it's that bad, Elizabeth, why are you here?
I ask myself that same question sometimes. The truth is, I care deeply for the Karamojong people. My work as a vet gives me a way to help them. Cattle are their lifeblood. If the cattle die, they die. So I've become a very important person to them. By the grace of God, they trust me.
Abana! Abana! Acha!
What's he saying, Wooten?
Abana! Abana! Acha! I think he needs a potty break.
Elizabeth, there's a man up ahead. Now, stop!
Oh. Oh, dear.
You know, from here, his spear looks a lot like a gun.
Actually, it is a gun.
Oh. All right, well, what do we do?
Other than pray, I don't know. I've never had this happen before.
He's okay. Coming closer.
Well, what's he saying?
He wants us to get out of the truck. Noah, what should we do?
Reverse! More coming from the field! Reverse! Odisha!
Oh, Lord, help us!
No, I can't get it in reverse!
Hurry! They must surround us!
Oh, I knew I should have waited for that elephant!
Got it! Hold on! Oh, tell me we're not in the ditch.
Well, we're not in the ditch, but we're not on the road either.
Is Pastor Noah all right?
Yes, but...
Get down! Go!
Hold on tight, everyone!
This is a bulletproof truck, right?
No!
What's Pastor Noah saying?
It sounds like he's confessing his sins. Wow, I had no idea. The tire's blown.
Forget the tire. Drive!
We better hurry and change this tire or this rain will wash out the road and we won't be going anywhere. Here's the spare.
Oh, thanks. Do you think we lost the ambushers?
Lost? No. But we are far enough away for the moment. They are fast runners, though. They could get here quickly.
You think they're chasing us?
Most certainly.
Oh, I'm hurrying.
I think we still have all our luggage. Are you all right, Elizabeth?
Oh, they've never shot at me before. I'm scared.
Now, that's understandable.
Oh, am I really making a difference here? Sometimes I wonder.
Where can we call you?
Everybody stop. Put your hands up.
You can put the tire down first, Wooden.
Oh, thanks.
Jahi? I know this man. Jahi, it's me, Dr. Elizabeth.
Dr. Elizabeth?
Oh, Jahi, what have I done to make you so angry with me? Did I do something wrong?
We did not know it was you. Your truck looks like the other trucks that come through here. They steal our cattle and destroy our crops.
Oh, well, I can stay away if you want. I didn't mean to...
No! We want you here. Oh. You help us. You take care of our cows. We want you to come back. You are our friend.
Well, we have a flat tire. We'll change it, then be on our way. Is that all right?
Yes. We will help you fix the tire.
I'm so sorry about this, Whit. Wooten, you're not getting a very good first impression.
Whit did say this was a dangerous place, but this is a dangerous place.
I'm a coward at heart. I can deal with the sick animals, and I love helping the people, but I don't handle violence very well.
Well, maybe that's good. Maybe it keeps you sensitive to the needs of the people in this area.
It certainly does that. That's the peon village I live in up ahead.
Oh, is that a fence around it?
A living fence, yes. Oh. Most villages grow them. They help protect the cattle from raids.
The cattle stay inside the village?
Oh, they graze on the plains during the day, but are corralled inside at night. Oh. And here we are.
I will get your huts ready. Perhaps later we can begin our studies, yes?
We should let our friends rest first. They must be very tired after their flight and our little adventure.
Of course. I will speak with you tomorrow then, Elder Wheat.
Well, I'll look forward to it, Pastor Noah.
You have arrived at your destination. You most likely are suffering from jet lag, in which case you could try the following remedies. Drink bottled water often. Though be sure not to drink indigenous water that has not been properly treated, or you may suffer intestinal...
I think Eugene got a bit carried away with this thing.
Dr. Elizabeth.
Alipa, hujambo rafiki yangu.
Si jambo. Nauna lea umetuleteo.
They're looking at us, Swit. I wonder what they're saying.
I guess we should have learned Swahili before we came.
You mean you didn't?
Swahili. Translator engaged. Hold the device with the front facing the person or persons speaking.
Wow, that's pretty neat.
Man, what is that on his head? Woman, it is a hat. Man, why is a buffalo painted on it? Woman, I am unsure. I think it's a moose.
Yes, it's a moose, because I'm a mailman and the moose is our symbol. You know, rain or shine, snow or sleet, we deliver your mail, but sunny days are optional.
Wit, Wooten, this is Alipar. Is a chief tribal elder. He's a very important and influential man among the Karamajong.
Hello, Alipar.
Hello. Daktari Elizabeth. Nini kimetendeka.
Egghead Swahili translation.
Affirmative. Man. What has happened to your truck? It has bullet holes. Woman, Jahi and some of his tribesmen mistook us for raiders. Man, I will deal with him myself. Woman, no, please, Alipar.
Oh, no.
I hope he isn't planning to deal with it the way I think he's planning to deal with it.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid he is.
The peon people protect their own. You are one of us. Still, if you wish, I will not retaliate this time.
Thank you.
Woman, thank you. Man, I must go. Translation complete. Egghead off.
Oh, that was close. I've got to be more careful when I'm out driving. I'd hate to be the cause of more fighting. Every time these raids happen, my friends from both the Peon and Bokura get hurt or killed. Oh, I wouldn't be able to forgive myself if it was my fault.
Elizabeth, have you ever thought about putting something on your truck so that the warriors know it's yours?
Yeah, maybe you could paint polka dots on it. I'll bet there aren't many polka dot trucks around here.
Well, they might think the dots are targets.
All right. Well, dust color could work then. Ooh, maybe sepia?
Daktari, njo, twunda haraka.
Ngoja kidogo kondo. I'm sorry, guys. Would you excuse me for a while?
Is everything all right?
Yeah, he doesn't look very happy.
This is Kondo. His name means war. He always looks unhappy. He wants me to go with him. He probably needs help with one of his cows.
We can come with you to help.
Wait, what?
Oh, no, that would be great. All right, Kondo. Tangulisha njia.
So, Dr. Sparks, do angry young men with spears usually come asking you for help?
Actually, yes. Kondo is a warrior who guards the cows.
Oh, warriors here guard cows?
Like I said, the cows are a lifeline for the people. The warriors are tasked to watch them.
Oh, you must spend a lot of time around them, then.
I do. Some have become very close friends.
I gotta ask, if he's your friend, then why is his face all scrunched up like that? You know, scrunched faces usually connote anger. Or maybe he just ate a lemon.
Oh, Kondo's usually nice to me. I think he's trying to impress the two of you.
Oh, well, I'm impressed. I would never be brave enough to wear a plaid shirt with striped pants.
Are there many Christians here, Elizabeth?
Well, not yet. But slowly, as they trust us, we see more people coming to know Jesus. Noah works hard, but he's lacking in his Bible knowledge. That's why he's so anxious to learn from you.
Huyoonge wangu anitwa Musi, nungonjwa nahata hajukoa akila, utatimbu.
Nita jaribu kum saidia.
His cow Musi isn't eating.
The cows have names?
Yeah, every one of them. They respond to their names, too.
Hey, look here. Cow horns. Wow, I wonder which one of these cows shed these big babies.
Cows don't shed their horns, Wooten.
Huh?
Those came off a dead animal.
Oh, don't tell me the poor little guy's name. I don't want to know.
There are quite a few new animals here.
Stolen?
More than likely. I wonder...
What?
Well, if Kondo did steal these cows... That might explain why we were ambushed.
You think they were Jahi's cows?
If they were, he'd certainly be looking for the people who took them. Would you hold Mosi's head still for me?
Oh, sure. It's like hugging a sack of battery-powered potatoes, and I should know.
Do they brand their cattle to identify them?
No, both the Bukua and the Peon tribes believe all the cattle belong to them.
Which explains why both tribes keep trying to recollect their cattle.
My heart breaks for these people. This constant fighting is no way to live. It looks like Mosi has wooden tongue.
Huh? It's not contagious, is it?
No.
Well, I know George Washington had wooden teeth, but what's a wooden tongue?
It's an infection. It causes the animal's tongue to get hard and swollen.
Well, what's the treatment, a sander? Please don't tell me you use a jigsaw, because I'll probably faint.
Iodine usually takes care of it. I have some here in my bag. Hold his mouth open, Wooten.
Oh, okay. Mosey, say ah.
You have a way with animals.
Yeah, we think alike.
Elizabeth, do you ever get paid for your services?
Usually in food. But this time... Tafathali nipe hizo pembe si tahitaji malipo mengine.
Sawa. Kama indizo unataka.
Oh, asante. This time... I'm going to be paid with those cow horns.
Oh, thinking of redecorating your hut, More of a bovine motif?
No, I'm going to mount them on the grill of my truck.
Oh, so the locals will be able to identify you.
And no more ambushes, I hope.
Clever.
Asante, Dr. Elizabeth. Familia Yangu Yasema Asante.
What did he say?
He's just thanking me.
Well, it's obvious the people here respect you.
I hope so.
Elizabeth... Now, you said earlier that you made friendships with both the Bakura and the Peon people.
Yes, I've spent a great deal of time with both tribes.
And they don't seem to mind that you're friends with their enemies?
We don't talk about it.
I think they're just pleased that someone takes care of their cattle. What are you thinking, Whit?
Well, have you considered the possibility that God may have put you here for a bigger purpose?
What bigger purpose?
Well, if anyone seems likely to help bring peace between these two tribes, it would be you.
Me? Well, I don't have any experience in peacemaking at all. And do you have any idea what that would require?
No, not at all.
Oh, an entire change of thinking for everyone. And I mean everyone. These tribes have hated each other for years. And God using a woman as a peacemaker in this culture? Well, it's almost too funny to think about. It's too much to ask.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Not even God can fix some situations.
Oh, help me with those horns.
Our God is a God of unity. He loves us and wants us to live in peace. Romans 14:19 says that we should make every effort to do what leads to peace. In today's story, we saw how division between people can cause great suffering. Dr. Elizabeth has been praying that God would bring the right person along to restore peace to the Karamojin people. Whit thinks he may already have. I guess we'll find out when the adventure concludes, next time. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Launch, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written and directed by Dave Arnold. Sound design was by Christopher Deal and Nathan Jones, and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Jess Harnell, Will Ryan, Katie Lee, Stephanie Riggio, Delpano Wills, Leon Morenzi, Dave Fenoy, and Michael Ralph. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.